India has launched airstrikes on Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The Indian government said its forces had struck 9 sites in Pakistan and on the Pakistan side of the disputed Kashmir region. Pakistani military officials said at least 26 were killed. A Pakistan military spokesperson told Reuters his country shot down 5 Indian aircraft in retaliation. Pakistan's Prime Minister Mohammad Shehbaz Sharif called the Indian missile attack an act of war and vowed his country had every right to give a strong and full response. Tensions between the nuclear-armed states soared after a deadly militant attack on Indian tourists in Pagam in India-controlled Kashmir last month. At least 26 were killed there. Atwala Tarar is the Pakistan Minister for Information. He told the BBC India showed its aggression by targeting unarmed and innocent civilians.
Late last night, India launched an attack against Pakistan and 5 locations were targeted, all civilian populations, all places where people were living with their families. 2 mosques were attacked. We have 8 deaths so far and 30 injured, out of them many women and children. I was planning to visit these areas with the foreign and local journalists today, as I had visited the line of control area 2 days before. And I had taken the international and local media there to show them that there are no terrorist training camps there. There are no terrorist hideouts there. It's a peaceful area. And late last night, unfortunately, India attacked these civilian sites, causing some damage, and we retaliated. Pakistan has shot down 5 Indian fighter jets and 1 drone, 1 down in the area of Ambala, and 5 of them in the Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir. We've also retaliated along the line of control. We've destroyed some of their posts. So it's an ongoing situation. Let's see how it turns out. Our Prime Minister has called the National Security Committee meeting in a couple of hours. The Security Committee will meet and see the way forward. A formal declaration will also be issued. But India is the aggressor. We've been saying that the Pehelgam incident deserves an investigation, a fair and impartial investigation. India ran away from the investigation, and now they've run away after attacking civilian population in Pakistan. But we've responded back and we've shot down some planes.
So we were listening there to Atwala Tarar, who's the Pakistan Minister for Information. For more now on this latest attack and the uneasy relationship between Pakistan and India, we're joined by Shamir Balock, journalist with The Guardian in Islamabad. Good morning to you. And what is known at this stage about what happened and why?
Yeah, actually, I think since the Pehelgam terrorist incident, it was the talk of the town in New Delhi and Islamabad, like India might carry out strikes inside Pakistan. Most probably, everyone was saying like it will be carried out in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. But targets were at least 8 places, including Pakistan's Punjab province, in District Bahawalpur, and also in Muridkay, where 13 civilians, as per the military's spokesperson, were killed in Pakistan's Punjab province, and 13 were killed in Pakistan-administered Kashmir, and 46 have been injured. So the attack was carried out. These missile attacks had taken place around 1 a.m. at late night, and the Pakistan had given a response to that, and according to the military spokesperson, they have shot down 5 Indian jets. The things had escalated, and the grim videos and footages have been shared. The children lying on the dead and severely injured women and men in a pool of blood on stretchers and hospitals. And I've talked to the people in Pakistan, Mr. Kashmir. The cross-border firing kept going on all night till dawn, and they couldn't sleep. They were very afraid and they were terrified. There was so much cross-border attacks with mortar shells were fired from both sides, and it was a scary night in bordering areas for civilians. As we already said, more than 40 civilians were injured and 26 were killed.
Shamir, we heard the Pakistani spokesperson there calling it an ongoing situation. Is this likely to continue to escalate during the course of the day now?
Yeah, sadly it seems so, because the National Security Committee, led by the Pakistan's Prime Minister, including the Air Chief and the Army Chief and the Naval Chief, they're meeting now. The meeting is ongoing, and it will be decided what course of action it will be taken. But again, the military spokesperson said they will retaliate, and they will still give a response to the Indians' missile attacks of a time of their own choosing in the place of their own choosing. And it might escalate until or unless there are third party involvement and things are calmed down. But so far, the attacks have calmed down, and the border cross-border firings have slowed down since the morning.
You were saying to us at the outset that this was an Indian response to that attack on tourists some 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So was it anticipated that a response would come from India?
Yeah, because there was so much war hysteria in India, and the Modi, which comes from the right-wing party of India, who has literally used this and built a narrative of a warmongering narrative, and the elections are over there in India. So this warmongering narrative was created to gain his lost support as well, which he was expected, though, in this year's election to get at least a simple majority, but he couldn't secure simple majority. So he built this narrative, and it's been reported across national and international newspapers, the Modi had using this narrative, and there was very much war hysteria, and the masses were made to ask for Pakistani's blood, and they accused Pakistan for that attack. Though it's been reported internationally, so far India didn't provide any evidence for Pakistan being the perpetrator behind the attack. The Pakistani authorities had asked for the fair investigation of the attack and making a third party's involvement to investigate it further and to take out the truth and see who did the attack.
Shamir Balak, journalist with The Guardian in Islamabad, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And we will have more on this continuing to develop story later on in the programme. It's 19 minutes past 7.